If there were an easy way to get peace in the Middle East, somebody probably would have thought of it by now. But Israel's presence in what Palestinians think of as their territory provokes ongoing enmity between the groups. Several organizations are joining forces to present a day-long teach-in on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict next Wednesday, March 11th at Southern Oregon University. Those groups include the United Nations Club at Southern Oregon University. Kathleen Gamer is a member of that club and the organizer and our studio guest here on The Exchange. Kathleen, welcome back to the program.
Nice to see you again.
We had Kathleen on recently talking about Iran, where she lived for many years. Herb Rothschild is with Peace House. He's the board chair there and also one of the organizing groups involved in the teach-in next Wednesday. Herb joins us by phone. Hi, Herb.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Good to have you here. So, Kathleen, let's start with you. Tell us about how this all got started.
Well, we really thought that it would be good to have a teach-in because we really want to have a good body of different experts to be able to give their opinion on the situation, because I think that when you have different opinions and people who really know what they're talking about, it helps people understand the situation better. And that's the reason why we call it a teach-in.
When you talk about selecting experts, it seems like even that can get to be controversial at times because some of the people who feel differently from other people decide, well, these aren't the experts I see as experts. I see these guys as hacks. Do you get into that sort of realm with just trying to pick people to get into these programs?
That's very true, but everything you do is usually controversial, but it's always better to try to put a thought that people need to hear from different sides of the issue. And we have really tried to bring in people that we think will be, you know, fair, and our intention is to empower people with information about this critical conflict so they can help promote a just and lasting peace.
Now, Herb Rothschild, at Peace House, I was reading on your website, you've been wading into this for a while now, having a number of programs, and apparently there's been some controversy attached to that, which I guess is par for the course, isn't it?
Well, yes, Jeffrey. The reason that Peace House made a big commitment in the fall to promote a deeper understanding and a broader conversation is that it's a topic that people have a tough time talking about. There was an article in the New York Times about 6 months ago about how difficult rabbis themselves find talking about the issue in their congregations. But, you know, you just can't avoid it if we're going to be of help. In Israel, interestingly, there is a much more lively conversation than there has been in the United States. One of the things that Peace House felt was that there has been a real suppression of discussion, open discussion, particularly of bringing the Palestinian narrative forward. Peace House has two objectives. One is to make sure that this gets discussed, but two, to break the hegemony around here of a pro-Israel narrative that has been terribly skewed. And we cannot be helpful in creating a lasting peace there unless people understand that there are tremendous injustices that need to be acknowledged before we can move forward.
We're talking to Herb Rothschild and Kathleen Gamer about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a teach-in on historical background and current reality, coming to Southern Oregon University Wednesday, March 11th at the Rogue River Room at the Stevenson Union at Southern Oregon University. Questions and comments from you are welcome on the Jefferson Exchange. Join us at 800-838-3760. Anywhere you can hear us, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Kathleen, why don't you walk us through the program and talk about, well, for one thing, how long it took to put this together.
Well, we've been on it for quite a while, and it finally came about that it worked out. So I'll start with our program. It's 8:30 a.m. We're going to have a registration and refreshments, and I want to remind everybody this is free and open to the public. So At 9:15, we'll have the history of Palestine up to the partition of 1948. Professor Robert Harrison, professor of history, who's retired from SOU, and we will have a responder, Professor Michael Nieman, adjunct professor of international relations, SOU. 10:45 a.m. to 12, history of Zionism. Ayala Zonenshine, executive director of the Havara Synagogue. Responder will be Dr. Herbert Rothschild, chair of Peace House.
Our other guest here. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then we will have lunch between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. Lunch is free and open to everybody, as the whole program is. Donations are accepted and we would be happy to have them, but it's not necessary. Then we will have a film from 1 p.m. to 2:15, a film on the occupation called Occupation 101. Then we'll have Israel Security Concerns, which is 2:30 p.m. to 3:45. Rabbi Jonathan Seidel, spiritual leader of Congregation Or HaGan, and also he teaches at U of O Religious Studies. Yes, that's it, yeah, Religious Studies. And from 3:45 p.m. to 4:40 p.m., Prospects for Peace, and then we'll have a panel discussion. The program will probably be over by 5.
All right, so quite a day full of events. And have you had something quite like this before?
We've not exactly the same thing. We did have a Middle East conference on February the 13th and 14th at SOU in 2013, and we had quite a few experts, but that was a much wider context than what we're doing. We're really trying to focus on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and really that's why it's a teach-in, because we really want to put it out there for everybody to come and everybody to participate.
Who's your primary audience then? I mean, you say everybody, but I mean, do you want to get the young people? Do you want to get the college students? You want to get to the community, or all of the above?
All of the above, I'd say. Yeah, definitely.
Jeffrey, I'd like to say that while people can come in and out, and I think benefit by participating in any of the portions of the program, we know that some people can't, particularly students. But what we're hoping is that it will build to this final panel, which is Prospects for Peace. What we're hoping, I mean, this is not planned as a debate where people shout at each other. It is, we know there'll be different perspectives, but we're hoping to have a strong enough attention to historical and current facts, an honest acceptance of those realities, so that there may be common ground emerging. If people acknowledge realities, the hard facts of things, for instance, the brutality of the occupation on the one hand and Israel's real security concerns on the other, it may very well be possible for people to discern pathways forward. And that is what ultimately all of us who are working on this issue are looking for.
Do you have to be careful even with terminology? Because I notice you use the term occupation, and I think that itself has proven to be inflammatory in the past.
Well, that's too bad. You know, I mean, that is too partisan. And if people can't acknowledge things like that there is a military occupation of the West Bank, that there's a 7-year blockade of Gaza, which is really a noose around the neck of 1.2 million people. If people aren't honest enough to say that, then you can't engage in a fruitful conversation. You can shout at each other, but that is not Peace House's intention. That's not a university's intention. And that's why it's so important to do this in a university setting. This is not right-wing talk radio where people just shout out received opinions. This is an exploration in the context of sustained, honest quest for understanding. If some people just have such a hard time saying, well, yeah, Israel has no security concerns at all, blah, 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 or there never was a Holocaust, or there isn't an occupation. Well, this is really not the place for them. They should be on some kind of crazy talk radio, not yours.
All right. Herb Rothschild with Peace House, Kathleen Gamer with the United Nations Club at Southern Oregon University. We're talking about the teach-in plan for next Wednesday, March 11th. Pretty much all day, starting at about 8:30 in the morning, running till about 5 in the evening. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a teach-in, historical background, and current reality. Join our discussion as we talk about a preview of it here on the Jefferson Exchange with Kathleen and Herb. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area by phone. 800-838-3760. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Kathleen, these first couple of programs, the history of Palestine up to the partition of 1948, and of course Israel born at that point in 1948, and the history of Zionism, these first two large sessions, you have a name and a responder. I'm not used to seeing something where there's a responder. Is that,
well, does that mean? We decided to do this because it is a teach-in, and basically it's a learning time. It's not, we're not trying to have people get upset about things or want to debate, you know. What we're trying to do is have as much as possible an open and fair conversation, and that helps the conversation because the responder will respond to what has been said, and if there's any issues, he will definitely bring it up because we really want to have a fair discussion here. We really want people to understand what is really going on there on both sides. Because if you can't see both sides, you're not going to understand what's happening there. And having lived in the Middle East for years and years, actually I was in Beirut, Lebanon during the bombing in 1970. I went to boarding school from 1968 to 1970 in Beirut, Lebanon, and I love Beirut. And it really hurt me so much to see how these people were struggling with each other. And there was a huge Palestinian camp just outside of the airport that when you would get close to it, you couldn't even go there because it smelled so horrible. These people, they weren't being treated well by the country that they were in, and they weren't being treated well by the country they came out of. So really, that's not even humanitarian. I mean, we're not even discussing two issues. We're discussing what do we do as humans.
I do notice that these first two sessions, too, are both about history. And
yes.
I mean, there's a lot to have to try to collect here. And mm-hmm. things that even as well as I know the events of post-World War II mm-hmm. Middle East, it gets a little hard to keep track of who did what when. So you really do have to spend a fair amount of time with the history, don't you? And in fact, yes. I noticed that Professor Harrison's last book talks about Britain in the Middle East from 1619 to 1971.
Yes, and it's going to be coming out this June in London, and this is going to be one of the best books on the Middle East. And I studied with Dr. Harrison, and also I was his assistant for almost 5 years at SOU, and I really don't think we can find a better person to be able to really inform people about the history of the Middle East and what happened and what led up with the Britain that's in the Middle East, which is his book, that we are in the circumstances. Actually, it goes back to the history. And if you don't read history and you don't know history, history is going to repeat itself, which has been happening over and over in the Middle East. I mean, we've been in this discussion
loop
since 1948. I mean, since the British left Israel. I mean, really?
Herb Rothschild, is it hard for people to look forward, though, because they are looking at the history and the present-day conflict and focusing on that so much? Are they failing to see potential ways out?
Well, actually, the United Nations the General Assembly has repeatedly said what the solution should be. It passed Resolution 242, which was a two-state solution along the pre-1967 borders, which incidentally were larger in terms of Israeli territory mm-hmm. than the original 1948 UN recognition of the State of Israel. And every time this comes up in the in the United Nations General Assembly, the vote is overwhelming. It's always everybody but three countries, usually, United States, Israel, and American Samoa. There is a two-state solution that could be possible if the settlements were withdrawn, which is a terrible, terrible problem internally for Israel, because the settlements now contain 500,000 people, and more are being built. And this is the confiscation of Palestinian land, Palestinian water. There's bulldozing of houses. There is burning of orchards. I myself have a hard time seeing why, how one could argue that that is simply a response to Israeli security concerns. But there is a way forward. As I say, the world sees it. The United States, because it has the Israel lobby is so powerful, has not been willing to support that. But it is possible. But there are some other things that have to go into the mix that recognize Israel's security concerns, which are very real.
All right, we need to cut it short here because I have to get a little bit in before we go here. So this all happens Wednesday, March 11th. You're hoping that people come away with this with the ability to more than understand it, Kathleen, but be able to do something about it?
I hope for both, actually, because that's the reason why we really want to do this, and that's what we really hope for, and that's probably all we can do.
The Israeli-Palestinian Conflict, a Teach-In, Historical Background and Current Reality, Wednesday, March 11th at the Rogue River Room at the Stevenson Union at Southern Oregon University. Registration starts at 8:30. The whole thing wraps up at 4:40 in the afternoon. Kathleen Gamer from the United Nations Club at SOU put it together. She's been our guest, as has been Herb Rothschild from Peace House in Ashland, one of the other sponsors. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.